it's our final chat of the season, at least for the Fish Report. And I wanted to start off today by asking you how Bristol Bay's June and July have shaped up, and then if there are any specifics that were really unusual this summer.
So for June and July for Bristol Bay, it was another mild summer and below normal rainfall. But as we talked about on earlier fish reports, nothing like last year. So our perspective is maybe a little bit tilted in that way, because compared to the long-term normal, it has been warm and dry, but not at the record levels that we saw in 2019. Similarly, with ocean surface temperatures in Bristol Bay, warmer than the long-term normal, especially during July, but again, nothing like we saw in 2019. So in that sense, perhaps a mix of good news, bad news, not as extreme as we saw last year when we had fish dying in rivers, rivers so hot, Bristol Bay water so warm, not like that, but part of that long-term trend for a warming both atmosphere and in the ocean.
We talked about ocean temperatures and how that relates to temperatures on land as well last week. And I wanted to turn to the blob, that phenomenon a couple of years ago, and whether we're seeing anything like that again in ocean temperatures.
So once again, we see there is an area in the kind of the Northeast Pacific, not near the Alaska coast, more like south of Kodiak, that is significantly warmer than the long-term normal. Now, at the moment, that looks to be a fairly shallow feature, the warm water right at the top of the ocean, and that hasn't had time yet to mix down into the upper layers of the ocean. And that's to really have a big, long-lasting impact like the blob of 2014 to 16 did. We would need that heat to penetrate down into the upper ocean. We'll see if that happens. In this case, this isn't uncommon to see these in the summertime in parts of the open ocean where there happens to not be much in the way of storminess. And then when fall comes along and the storms kick in, that warmer water is mixed down and eventually gets back to near normal. But overall, the North Pacific remains quite warm, as it's been most of the time since 2014.
There's been less precipitation than normal this year, but still more than last year. Last year, Bristol Bay was extremely dry, and we saw a really active wildfire season. There were fires all across Bristol Bay. At one point, there was a fire that threatened the village of Leavelock. I wanted to ask you whether we might be looking at another active fire season, or whether it looks like it will be relatively calm this heading into August.
So certainly it's been dry enough and warm enough in southwest Alaska in the Bristol Bay region that we cannot rule out fires getting going again. On the good news front for that, though, does look like over the next week or so that we will have at least a couple of storms come through and bring some rain. Doesn't look like it'd be terribly heavy rain. But at this point, if we just get those periodic rains, that'll probably help alleviate the wildfire threat.
Before we let you go, what is the weather looking like over the next couple of days and next week or so in Bristol Bay?
So over the next few days, look for some nice weather as transient high pressure builds in, but that'll be followed by a storm, probably two, probably a couple days in between. All in all, kind of changeable weather. Looks really pretty typical for what you might expect for the very end of July and the first week in August.
Rick, thank you so much for taking so much time this summer to walk through the different weather patterns that we're seeing in the region and to give us some perspective on what's happening with climate in southwest Alaska, in Bristol Bay, and also in the state.
Great. Happy to help, Izzy, anytime.